In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Whether your boss is legally required to pay you for overtime depends on how much money you make. Right now, if your job pays $23,700 a year or less, you have to get paid over time and a half for overtime. The Department of Labor is proposing to raise that threshold to $35,000 a year, and that idea is now open for public comment. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
This would affect around a million salaried workers in industries like retail and fast food. Denise Kaiser, a labor attorney, says depending on how you look at it.
It's a good thing and a bad thing, I guess.
Good because it is more money for some workers, but bad because it falls short of a wider 2016 proposal, which would have affected workers with incomes up to $47,500. That proposal was halted by a federal judge. Heidi Shearholtz, a labor economist who worked on the 2016 proposal, is critical of the new one.
A key premise is that a worker struggling on $35,000 a year does not deserve overtime protections. It just doesn't make any sense.
The 2019 proposal, however, has its supporters. Nancy Hammer with the Society for Human Resource Management is one of them, because the proposal doesn't peg the income cap to inflation.
Employers have been using that way of thinking about it for a long time, so I think it will be a relatively seamless transition.
And of course, it's just a proposal, subject to change. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.